Of the many Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters who did not escape before U.S. and Northern Alliance forces closed in, about 3,000 are being held at a primitive prison in northern Afghanistan. Many were latecomers to the Taliban and are not considered to be of enough intelligence value to justify taking them into U.S. custody. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Shebargan, Afghanistan.
Huge iron gates lead into the grim courtyard of Shebargan prison. This is where the short jihad of Habayil Malik Khan came to an end. Habayil is one of more than 600 Pakistani fighters incarcerated here. The 55-year-old Habayil says he was coaxed by conservative Islamic clergy to go to Afghanistan and fight alongside the Taliban.
I came to Afghanistan in September. The radio said America was going to bomb Afghanistan. We had a Saudi mullah in our mosque. He told us all it was our duty to fight the Americans.
Habayil said after arriving in Afghanistan, he was moved to the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. There, he and many of his fellow Pakistani volunteers ended up performing menial tasks for Taliban troops, cooking, acting as drivers, and helping to mend broken equipment. After being captured by Northern Alliance troops, Habayil was sent to Shebargan, where he's spending his third month in captivity. He and a dozen others here share a small room with a mud floor. Habayil and many of the others say they now regret joining the Taliban.
After we came to Afghanistan, we started to understand that the people didn't want the Taliban. We don't want to fight anymore. We just want to go home to Pakistan.
Guards here say that after repeated interrogations by both Afghan and U.S. officials, many of the prisoners have learned to choose their words carefully. One prisoner, Mehman, says he's been constantly asked about Osama bin Laden.
I don't know bin Laden. I think about him.
Younger fighters, considered more aggressive, are separated from the older men. They're kept in a more secure part of the prison. Some here, like Hassan, a 24-year-old from Karachi, took part in November's bloody prison uprising in Mazar-i-Sharif. Hassan, dressed in a torn coat and ripped cotton pants, says he remains committed to the ideals for which he fought.
I'm a Muslim. The war we fought was a holy war. If I'm called on to do battle again in the name of jihad, I will go. I do not regret the jihad.
Conditions here are so cramped that the prisoners have to pray in three different shifts. Most of them are filthy and they get just one shower a week. Meals are a foul-looking mix of gruel and carrots. It doesn't look appetizing. But the guards point out that in a country where many faced malnutrition, it's more than some Afghans get to eat. Prison official Abdul Ghaffar covers his nose with a white cloth as he guides a journalist on a tour. They have diseases, says Ghaffar. They've got skin rashes and other illnesses. Concerns have been raised about conditions at Shebargan. There are reports that some captives suffocated to death while being transferred here in cargo containers. Red Cross workers say prison authorities have cooperated with efforts to improve conditions, but the fate of the prisoners hangs in limbo. As one Afghan official put it, the Americans don't want these guys. They're not important enough for them, but we can't just let them go either. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Shebargan, Afghanistan.